I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? I got in the studio today and I had to turn the calendar page. Yeah, as we're heading right into October here. First week of October is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. So I guess that means fall or autumn. Which is which? Why do we call it fall or autumn? We don't have like two names for winter. We don't have two names for summer. We don't have two names for spring. Why do we have two names for autumn or fall? I don't know, but hey, welcome to October, ladies and gentlemen. It's Oktoberfest season, that's for sure. We'll talk more about that coming up here in the show, too. Let's get things rolling on the Oompa Hour with a heavy Chicago orchestra. It's the Chicago Hop Polka. There you have them, the Heavy Chicago Orchestra. That's the Chicago Hop Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, back for another week. I can tell you this much. I know for sure I have two bands coming up in the show this week that have never been on the show before, because I don't remember having ever even heard of them, and I found the records out in the garage, and they've been out there in boxes for decades, so I know they haven't been on this show. So stand by for a couple of, they're not new bands, they're old bands, but they're new bands to this show anyway, so that'll be coming up later on in the show. And of course, I did mention October under the way. I've already had one furnace repaired, because you got my place, you got my daughter's place, we got a rental thing, and it's not like it's cold enough that you need the furnace yet, but I'm prepping, I'm getting ready. Better to find out that something's not working right a couple of weeks or a month or whatever before you really need it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I've already experienced that bad pressure switch in a furnace. And yeah, it's one of those things. I probably could have done it if I knew what I was doing. When it comes to gas furnaces, I don't really want to mess with them. I tried once about 30 years ago or so, 35 years ago. And I don't even remember what I was doing, if I was trying to light the pilot light or what I was doing. But the whole darn thing went whoosh in my face and burned my eyebrows off, scared the dickens out of me. So I don't really do much with gas furnaces anymore, because you live and you learn. I learned to stay away from them, you know. All right, I have, I don't even know what this says on here. I never have the right reading glasses on. I'm serious. Hang on, let me turn on the high beams over here. You need the auxiliary lamp for this. Oh, that's better. Gary is the first name. I couldn't read it from here. Gary Kuchenbecker and his old Lager Orchestra. That's what I've got over here on turntable number one. Oddly enough, I always start the show on turntable number two because it's on my right. But that doesn't make any sense. I should just switch the numbers and call this one number one and that one number two. And then it would confuse everybody in the studio and the labels on my mixer would be wrong. Let's just play Gary Kuchenbecker and the old Lager Orchestra. It's the Polish Piano Polka. And that's a lot of alliteration. That is Gary Kuchenbecker and his old Lager Orchestra. That's the Polish Piano Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Got one of those records from the garage. It's never been on the show. Coming up here in a second. But first, I want to talk to you about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit for Pete's sake. They got all those accordions in there, like 1,400 of them. The least you could do is stop and look at them. Just seems like a reasonable suggestion. I don't know. Can you imagine? I mean, how many people do you need to have to haul 1,400 accordions into position in your museum, man? Anyway, they're right on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Pay them a visit. They got the concert hall, of course. They got the museum itself. They got the research department. Sounds like fancy words, but I guess that's what it is, where you can learn about the musicians and the history and the instruments and all that stuff. They got all the data gathered there, and they're always on a quest to find more. So, like, if you were doing some sort of a fancy report or study on certain instruments or whatever, they can help you out. And we're kind of winding down the summertime season here. I don't know if they got anything going on for fall or not, but you can check out their website and find out more. You can see some pictures of the museum, too. And maybe if you're going to be in the area in the future, plan a little trip to the World of Accordions Museum. Online, worldofaccordions.org. That's easy enough to find. worldofaccordions.org. All right. Now, this is one of those records out of the garage, and I know this one's never been on the show because not only has it been in the garage for decades, but I had to take the cellophane off the record jacket. So this is fresh vintage. Is that what they say? Is that what the kids call it these days? Fresh vintage? I don't know. But it's Eddie Kenick with the Eddie Buhner Polka Band. And the notes on the record are talking about their fine Slovenian polka styles. And they look pretty snappy in the little picture back here. I like the guy with the big hollow body electric guitar that's got the cool mustache. Anyway, this is the Kamnik Polka. I think I'm pronouncing that right because it's K-A-M-N-I-K. So it's kind of hard to miss on Kamnik, right? Anyway, Eddie Kenick and the Eddie Buhner Polka Band. Let's give them a whirl here on the Oompa Hour.
Prelepe planine, odhajam ju, hej, zaukam veselo, pozabim smrdi, vedno srce tja nazaj si želi. Grem do planine, med očake skele sive, tam miški lepi kot, se lepši niker drugo.
Well, there you go. First time on the show there for Eddie Kenick and the Eddie Buhner Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I couldn't find a date anywhere on the record, so I don't know how old that is, but it's in the garage for decades, and who knows how long it's been in there, and still in the cellophane when I pull it out. So there you have it, fresh meat, I guess they say. Isn't that what they say somewhere? I know that's what they say in roller derby. When you got a new team members on the roller derby team, they call them fresh meat. You know that because we used to have a roller derby team in town here. And they haven't really done much the last couple of years. I think the COVID thing kind of messed them up. Whether they're going to make a comeback, I don't know. But that's what they call them. The new girls on the team are the fresh meat. Anyway, let's do one everybody knows you're probably going to be singing with, even if you don't want to, because it's one automatically happens. Here's the Deutschmeisters and the E-I-E-I-O Polka.
Oh,
There you go, a little Deutschmeisters for you there, E-I-E-I-O, polka, and I think you probably figured that out on your own here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Got Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips standing by, ready to go over here. Got to tell you a joke, though. I had a joke that I saw today, and I can't wait to tell it to my grandson. My grandson's 7 now. He's in second grade, and he's into Pokemon. And I don't understand any of that Pokemon stuff. Apparently, you know, if you watch the show and read the books and whatnot, you know, it's like it's its own culture. And so I watch him watching the shows and I'm like, explain this to me. And I don't even understand his explanations. And he's like, Grandpa. So here's my joke is because, you know, I guess is the Pikachus after the Pokemon or is they like his friends or I don't know the deal. But I know that they're all together in this show. So the joke is, what does the doctor say to the Pokemon when he comes in sick? The doctor says, let me take a Pikachu. Get it? Ha! I can't wait to tell my grandson. Next week, I'll tell you if that works out, if he gets it or if he just thinks I'm stupid. I thought it was funny and I don't even understand it. There's Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. It's the My Baby Polka. Stan Wallowick with the Polka Chips, the My Baby Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. We will have a waltz later in the show like we always do. I don't know, you know, I grabbed the records kind of at random out of the file over there, and I always, you know, you take from the left and return to the right so you don't repeat them too soon. And it seems like today, for this week, I've grabbed an awful lot of waltz records. And I'm like, what? I mean, you know, there's a polka on the other side. But like last week, almost all my records had polkas on both sides. And I was having a hard time picking a waltz because none of the records I grabbed had a waltz on him. And now I have an abundance of waltzes. There might be a bonus waltz in the show today. I make no promises. We'll see. I do have our Shellac Attack record picked out. We played it months and months and months ago. It was way over there on the other side of the studio, leaning against a wall behind the door where a bunch of other records are that wouldn't fit on the shelf. And it's probably been played, but it's been a long time. I can tell just by where it's at because it's not in the dun pile over here. where it belongs. So anyway, that's coming up in a little bit in the show. What else is going on? I don't know. Let's play the Michigan Polka Tells. Here's the D-Shell Polka. There you have it there, Michigan Polka Tells, the D-Shell Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. One of my favorite album covers, this is a 45, I don't have the album out, but one of my favorite album covers is these guys, because they're standing next to an airplane. If I recall, it's a Piper Cherokee, little low-wing private four-place plane. There's five guys, accordions, a drum set, random other instruments, and they're standing next to this little bitty four-place plane that's got their name painted on it and everything, and I'm like, there's no way that those guys and all those instruments, A, fit in that plane, and if they did, that it would get off the ground, because that would be so far over gross maximum weight, that would just be ridiculous. And I'm like, what's the deal with that anyway? It must be their promotion plane or something. I don't know, but I ever run into one of those guys, I'm going to ask him, you know, because I got questions about that, all right? Now, we have a country and western hit that was made into an old-time record by Dick Metko and the boys. You probably remember, was it not Jimmy Dean that had the record, I Won't Go Hunting With You, Jake, But I'll Go Chasing Women? Well, Dick Metko did it up old-time style.
In that little shack right behind the house, and here comes Jake with all his hounds, and he's gonna hear me shout,
oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tied, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Go brush your teeth and comb your hair and stag your time to start. Before we go, there's just one thing, this one has got my heart.
Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is rising, I'm half tied, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
I turned the page to 34, and what do you think I found? chasing with. Put them hounds back in the pan, stop that silly grinning. The moon is right, I'm appetite, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
All right, there you go. Dick Metko and the boys doing up on a country classic there as an old-time tune here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us for another round of records and silliness here. What have I got over there? See, every time I see a record on the Decca label, my brain just immediately assumes it's a Whoopi John record because Whoopi John made about a billion Decca 45s. But it's Bernie Roberts, actually. So let's do it. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. This is kind of aimed, I think, for the teenagers back in the day. It's the Rockin' Rhythm Polka. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, the Rock and Rhythm Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's do another record that's never been on the show before. Found this one out in the garage. It's been put away for, I don't know, 30 years at least. And I'm just trying to figure this out now because this looks like a group of young people, kids if you were. And there aren't really a lot of notes on here. And I wish I had like a magnifying glass or something. But yeah, they look like kids. And they're from Holding Ford, Minnesota. It says the Hayseeds from Holding Ford, Minnesota have entertained audiences throughout the Midwest for 4 years. As a family group, the Hayseeds have recorded your favorite polkas and waltzes. They truly hope you enjoy this record. So, yeah, but it looks like there's, might be mom and dad and a bunch of kids or something. It's hard to tell from the little pictures. And I need like a magnifying device, and I don't have one handy here. And they do a lot of your standard songs. I thought we'd do the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka, because when you're starting with a group you don't know, you want to see how they do on something that's a standard here. It was recorded in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and they're from Holding Ford. And I don't know when the record was made, but I know it's been in the garage put away for at least 30, if not 40 years. So all the kids that are on these pictures, they're all old guys now. So shall we give it a whirl? Let us. Here are the Hayseeds. First time on the Oompa Hour with the ever-popular Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. Those are the Hayseeds out of Holding Ford, Minnesota. Family band, kids in the band, I can tell from the picture. And they've never been on the show before because that record's been stored away out in the garage. So there's your big moment on Fame and a Yumpa Hour. We'll add that into the regular record pile. So we'll be hearing from them down the road. Let's do something completely ridiculous now. Well, it's ridiculous because I like to play this side of the record because it's a funny name. It's Art Fitch and his Polka Dots. And I've got a great album by them on Soma Records on red vinyl, but this is not from that. This is a 45 on North Star Records. I just like saying Kapuzer. And I don't know what that means, what Kapuzer actually means, but it's fun to say it. It's the Kapuzer Polka. Here's Art Fitch and his Polka Dots. There you go, Art Fitch and his Polka Dots there, and the Kapuzer Polka. And I thought maybe Kapuzer means something. I mean, it sounds like German style, sounds like German word, so I tried to look it up on the Google, and there's no translation for the word Kapuzer, so apparently they just made that up for the thing here. Oh, wait a minute, in parentheses, in very small letters under the name Kapuzer Polka, it says the Naughty Boy Polka. Well, I was looking that up because if you find this on a 78, it says the Naughty Boy Polka and then La Paloma on the other side. And this has La Paloma, but I mean, that's not the Naughty Boy Polka. It's the Kapuzer Polka, but a really teeny weeny itty bitty print where they would namely put the guy's name that wrote the song. It says the Naughty Boy Polka, and that makes more sense. And it was recorded in 1954. So there's a lot of information for you about Art Fitch and his Polka Dots here on the Yumpa Hour. Now I have a record here titled Me and My Concertina by Happy George, the Concertina King. I can't make that up. But shouldn't it be My Concertina and I? I think it should. If I run into Happy George, I'm going to straighten him out on that. But anyway, here's Happy George, and then it says the Concertina King, and me and my concertina. Thank you. All I know is I have just found my place in the band. I could be the siren player. Huh? On the back of the record, it'll have, you know, Happy George, the concertina king, is playing the concertina, you know, and so-and-so is playing the bass, and so-and-so is playing the other thing there. And then it could list me as the siren player. Oompa Tim playing the siren. Oh, totally. That is my instrument. You don't have to know any notes. I don't know where the time is going on the show this week. Holy moly, man. I got to get in a waltz. I got to get in the 78 of the week all coming up. Now, this next one, I normally play it as by Whoopi John. I do. And I happen to have John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman doing it. So I thought, well, why not? You ready for your waltz? Got the coffee table scooched over and that chair out of the way and everything. Do a little waltz there with your significant other. See, I could say with your wife. But then if you're, it depends, I could say with your husband, or I could just say your significant other, which makes it generic and it works with everybody, even if it's your cat. Here's Come Wet Your Mustache With Me, the John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman version. Dorschner is coming up here with the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And that, by the way, was the Wisconsin Dutchman. See, I got like I'm doubling up on the Dutchman here. But from Wisconsin, obviously. I love being informative. The Wisconsin Dutchman are from Wisconsin. All right, now we're going to play the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And while you're listening to that, I'm going to work on getting our 78 of the week ready to go. See if I can't get that squeezed into the show yet. So hang on. But right now, it's the Two Canaries Polka with Ray Dorschner. Thank you. Wow, that one goes by quick, doesn't it? Huh? There you have it there, the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, Ray Dorschner and the gang there. Two Canaries Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Tell you what, I got our 78 of the week ready to go over here, and we'll do that right after we do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there you go. I promise you our 78 of the week coming up next here. Everything's great when it's a 78. That's the saying. I made that up. We should get bumper stickers or something. Country music legend, actually. Here's Tex Williams with the Cocker Spaniel Polka.
The little dog is standing on his two hind legs. He gets another pretzel every time he begs. They taught him how to dance around the big beer kegs when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. It seems to me we feed him pretzels by the pound, and then we fill the little stein that's on the ground. A drink will make him chase his tiny tail around when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. The moment the musicians begin, he's yelping just to help the violin. He sings with so much vigor and vim that the happy stay of laters and all the singing waiters and the guy that peels potatoes named the polka after him. The polka keeps the cocker busy all night through, 'cause everybody wants to teach him something new. He's learning how to leap just like a kangaroo when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. He's barking in a dozen different keys.
Woof, 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 woof. Yip, yip, yip.
One more chorus for the Cocker Spaniel, if you please. Cocker busy all night through, 'cause everybody wants to teach him something new. He's learning how to leap just like a kangaroo when the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka. All right, little doggy, you can go lay down now. You've done your work for tonight.
While the band plays the Cocker Spaniel Polka.
There you go, Tex Williams there, the Cocker Spaniel Polka. That's hard to say here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, the clock is flying right along. We're going to run out of time here pretty soon. Now, I'm not sure. Either that record's a lot more wore out than it looks like, or we might need a new needle for the 78 playing thing here. Okay, you sound a little fuzzy there, Tex. We're going to have to check that out. We don't want to be playing any fuzzy records. Usually a 78 sound pretty darn good over here. Could be a worn-out record. Not sure, but we'll get the engineering department on that during the week, and we'll have it all squared away for next week for sure. All right, here's the Roseanne Polka number 2 by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Thank you. There you have it, Frankie Yankovic and his gang there, the Yanks. That's who they are here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We got time to squeak in one more tune. I got Tommy Redder and his Polka Towners, and they're having pickles with your beer? Yeah.
Girl named Mary Jo at the polka hop. We danced all night, no end in sight. Finally had to stop. I took her to the local tavern, which was very near. She jumped up on the bar and yelled, "Want pickles with my beer?"
Oh cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer.
Now, Charlie was her brother, and he was just the same. He spent his pay in a bar each day for anyone who came. Set him up around, he'd shout for everyone that's here. And let them try some pickles, some gookie with their beer.
Oh gookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh gookie, pickles with your beer. Oh gookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh gookie, pickles with your beer.
Your apples, peaches, and your pumpkin pie. Take my advice and don't think twice. This you have to try. When you drink your favorite brew at home or with us here, you just have some pickles, some cookie with your beer.
Oh cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer.
All right, there you go. Tommy Redder and the orchestra there and those pickles with your beer. I don't know about that. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. The old clock on the wall says it's about time to wrap that thing up. So I guess we'll do that, but I'll have another stack of records ready to go for next week. So I wouldn't get too upset about it if I were you.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.